It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you'll wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 25 of the Podketeer Podcast. This time we're not live at Disneyland. I'm afraid I'm sitting here in the Podketeer recording studio in beautiful downtown Whittier, California. And went to school today to learn how to run a new machine, so that was fun, out in Irvine. So I didn't even get to go to Disneyland. But everybody I've run into here lately has been a big Disney fan. Went over to CarMax today, take my car in for service, and both of the guys there are big Disney nuts. So it seems like there's a bunch of us out there. haven't been to the park in about a week, which for me is an extremely long amount of time. Since last, Friday, I think, not last Friday, Friday before last, when I recorded the last podcast. So anywho, I hope you're all staying dry wherever you're at. Southern California today, it was raining pretty hard, which is not tremendously unusual this time of year, but whenever they have a song that never rains in Southern California, there's a reason they have that song, because it doesn't rain here that awful much. So what I got for you today here on Podketeer is I've got some audio that was recorded back in 2008 that I never used. We spent a week at Disney World, and I got a lot of recordings of some of the attractions there. This next one I'm going to play for you, well, actually the first one this week, is from Mickey's PhilharMagic, which is sort of a movie presentation that they put on there. It's pretty neat. It's kind of like a circle vision, sort of. Not, it doesn't completely encircle you, but it's a circular arced screen, so it's pretty cool. So I've got the audio for that. It's not going to play as well as if you were watching it, but it's still kind of interesting to listen to. So that's what you're getting first off. So without any further ado, as I always say, on with the first recorded segment from Disney World.
Ah! Bonjour! It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now, the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin around your neck, sherry, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre. Why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes.
Thank you. star.
You enjoyed that. Now, next up, I've got the Florida version of Fantasmic, which is different. It's significantly different to watch. It's held in a stadium rather than out in just part of the park, and none of the structure of the effects is hidden. It's all just hanging out there, so it's not. I mean, it's not quite as difficult to put together as the one. I'm sure the one in Disneyland cost them a whole lot more money to put together than the one in Florida. But I liked it. It was cool, a little different. And I've got the audio for that for you right now.
Welcome to Fantasmic. Tonight, our friend and host Mickey Mouse. Magical imagery for all to enjoy. Nothing is more wonderful than the imagination. For in a moment, you can experience a beautiful fantasy or an exciting adventure. But beware, nothing is more powerful than the imagination. For it can also expand your greatest fears into an overwhelming nightmare. Are the powers of Mickey's incredible imagination strong enough and bright enough to withstand the evil forces that invade Mickey's dream? You are about to find out. For we now invite you to join Mickey and experience Fantasmic, a journey beyond your wildest imagination.
I can move this if there's one person. I'll be happy to move this.
Could you move that? Great. Right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey, what's going on?
Into a nightmare phantasmic! deal with me and all the powers of my imagination!
Yeah. exit at the rear of the amphitheater. And for everyone's safety, do not vault on top of the benches.
You got everything?
Thank you for your cooperation. And have a wonderful evening.
Okay, Podcateers, hope you enjoyed that. Got one more bit of audio here, and it's going to make this a long show. It's going to be over an hour, but I think it's worth listening to. And long shows are okay, especially when it's full of park audio like this. It doesn't take me that long to put it together, and hopefully you enjoy listening to it. So next I've got the audio from the Hall of Presidents, which we don't have at Disneyland, which is a pretty good, cool attraction. So I hope you enjoyed this, and that'll wrap up the show.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
With these words from the Declaration of Independence, we define ourselves as a nation. These few words embody the American dream. Without that dream, you would not be Americans. In 1787, after a bitter and bloody war against British rule, the 13 American states, which had united to win independence, sent representatives to a constitutional convention charged with creating a document that would implement the principles of democracy for which they had fought so long and risked so much.
Gentlemen, many issues have been resolved here and some of us have suffered. Yet can we not agree that these constitutional liberties must extend to those Americans purchased and brave by slavery?
This Constitution has, do not contend that it is free from imperfections. But there is a constitutional door open for change. I think the people can decide on the alterations and amendments which time may prove necessary.
General Washington, sir.
Mr. Bragg.
General Devils, I cannot help expressing a wish that every member of this convention who may still have objections to it would, with me, doubt a little of his own infallibility and put his name to this instrument.
And so it was that we, the people, in an age ruled by monarchs and tyrants, established a government bound by the wishes and desires of the governed. That first generation of citizens soon chose George Washington as America's first president. We were going to be a land of opportunity in which the spirit of freedom would grow and expand with the American frontier. Yet planning our path, every step of the way, were the seeds of unresolved conflict.
Yeah. for summoning leaders equal to the deadliest crisis. And one was President Andrew Jackson. Brilliant, rough-hewn, courageous.
There is nothing I shudder at more than the idea of separation of this union. I tell you, if a single drop of blood be shed in defiance of the laws of the United States, I will hang the first man I can get my hands on to the first tree I can find.
In the end, the conflict will not be averted by words, by threats, by compromise, or by laws. Though many good men and women struggle to settle it in those ways. One of them was a humble, plain-spoken citizen, a self-taught lawyer named Abraham Lincoln.
I tell you that this doctrine of Lincoln's, declaring that all men are made equal by the Declaration of Independence and by divine providence, is a cannot endure permanently half slave and half free. A house divided against itself cannot stand.
That's an evening. Young drink of water?
Yes, my friend, that's what I think. If you have listened to suggestions to believe that all men are not created equal, let me entreat you to come back. If the Declaration of Independence is not the truth, let us get the statute book in which we find it and tear it out. Who is so bold to do it?
No one!
I won't. Not I!
If it is not true, let us tear it out!
Never!
Let us stick to it, then. Let us stand.
That election in 1858, but in losing, he won. For the people did not forget this impassioned man from the prairie who could not bring himself to violate the essential justice of the American dream. 2 years later, they sent him to the White House. By then, the time for reasonable words had passed.
I know. There is a God, and that he hates injustice and slavery. I see the storm coming. I know his hand is in it.
We Americans had given the king the hardest task any American president would ever face.
When our nation was formed, we had slaves among us. Yet that does not destroy the principle that is the charter of our liberties. Now is the time for decision, for firm, persistent, resolute action. I shall act as I deem best calculated to make America a union of hearts and hands, as well as states. I wish to do justice. Again and again, that we the people must mean all
never be done. Each new generation will be asked to discover the part it must play. And each new generation will be unfaced tasks of the generations of their father. Chosen to safeguard our rights and our ideals, to imagine the future and to embrace its challenges. Ladies and gentlemen, the presidents of the United States. George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, John Quincy Adams, Andrew Jackson, Martin Van Buren, William Henry Harrison, John Tyler, James K. Polk, Zachary Taylor, Millard Fillmore, Franklin Pierce, James Buchanan, Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Johnson, Ulysses S. Grant, Rutherford B. Hayes, James A. Garfield, Chester A. Arthur, Grover Cleveland, Benjamin Harrison, William McKinley, Theodore Roosevelt, William H. Taft, Woodrow Wilson, Warren G. Harding, Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Harry S. Truman, Dwight D. Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy, Lyndon B. Johnson, Richard M. Nixon, Gerald R. Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush, Bill Clinton, and the current President of the United States, George W. Bush.
My fellow Americans, when we look back on the history of this country, we see a record of almost unbelievable energy, sacrifice, hard work, of impossible dreams that our ancestors dreamed and made real. We see injustice, too, that weighs on our hearts even today. But for every injustice, there has always been a voice crying out to right it. And America has always listened to those voices. We are listening today. And perhaps it falls to us, to this first generation of the 21st century Americans, to say once and for all that no child, no race, no creed, no ethnic community will ever again be left out of the American dream. Through education, through the opportunity to work, and to enjoy the fruits of that work, we can open every closed door, expand the horizons of all Americans. Again and again, we return to the same simple principles: freedom, equality, the freedom to create, to prosper, to dream, equality before the law, in the workplace, in the chance for a better life. And each time, in the process, America grows stronger. the beacon of democracy grows brighter. The world looks in new astonishment at what free people can do. We the people are just getting started.
If the experience of these extraordinary men adds up to any one thing, it is this. To be true to the American dream, one must have the wisdom to remember and the courage to change. In honoring these men, protectors of our heritage, servants of our dream, guides to the future we face together, we honor the enduring meaning of America. We the people, hear in their voices the voice of our own hearts. President Abraham Lincoln.
My fellow countrymen, I have often inquired of myself what great principle or idea it was that kept this Confederacy so long together. It was that all should have an equal chance, that all are created equal. This is the sentiment embodied in the Declaration of Independence. Most governments have been based on the denial of rights. Ours began by affirming our rights. Let us turn this government into the channel in which the framers of the Constitution originally placed it. If we cannot give freedom to every creature, let us do nothing that will impose upon another creature. True democracy makes no inquiry about the color of the skin or place of birth or any other circumstance or condition. We propose to give all a chance. We expect the weak to grow stronger, the ignorant wiser, and all better and happier together. Let it be as nearly reached as we can. For the struggle of today is not altogether for today. It is for the vast future also. So may our children and our children's children for a thousand generations rejoice under those glorious institutions bequeathed us by Washington, and continue to enjoy the benefits conferred upon us by a united country.
Please trample your personal belongings and exit out at the right side of the theater to the open doors.
All right, my podcateer buddies. Hope you enjoyed what we had out here for you today. And like I said, all of it came from Florida in 2008. I'm hoping to get back out there. My daughter no longer is working as a cast member right at the moment, although she's trying to get back in. She got her master's degree in business, so she's trying to find her way up into a little better paying job. She used to work at Fortuosity there on Main Street at Disneyland, and that got us into the Florida park for free and got us a pretty good discount at the hotel. Definitely made the Florida trip a lot cheaper, but we had a great time. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And I hope you'll join us here next week on the next episode, which will be 26, the next one. We're getting close to 30. I'll do something special on episode number 30. So y'all take care of yourselves, stay dry, and you have a magical Disney week.
Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podcateer.com.
I'd just like to take a moment to again thank my friend Rick Moyer at MoyerMultimedia.com for taking the time to put together the theme song to the Podcateer podcast. If you need any voiceover work, or you need any kind of a theme song or music put together for a presentation or for your company or for a podcast, you look Rick up. He could not be more helpful. His name is Rick Moyer, and the name of his website is MoyerMultimedia.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
So is Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Careful getting home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.